I have been informing Christians at informingchristians.com for a handful of years now, and I'd like to thank Evie and Bob for inviting me here to do just that today. There's a bit of irony in how I came to be in activism to begin with, considering the events that our country is dealing with today. It was a very painful experience of having lived through a gangrenous ruptured appendix that was not taken out of me before it ruptured due to a messed up medical situation, so to say. On the way home from my hospital stay, I realized that life would never be the same for me again. Reality had set in of just how close the end of this life is, as well as how insignificant the things of this world are. I thought about how I could not go back to life as usual, having in my own way seen into heaven. Many scriptures had gotten me through to that point, but now just four words came to me: to live is Christ. You see, I had more than accepted the second part of that scripture, to die is gain. I had even told my radiologist that if I died, I knew I'd go to heaven because of Jesus. I never lost my faith, all glory to God, no matter how great the pain. But now, I had to live, and in ways that seemed harder and took longer for me to deal with, knowing what I'd learned firsthand. For me, learning to live Christ became a goal of necessity. Nothing else made any sense to me any longer. All else would feel like pretend, make-believe, not real. It was not as if I'd lived this wild life. I was a homeschool mom, a stay-at-home mom, and a Christian mom, faithfully married for 20 years, and yet I could not go back to even just that. I thought of ways to help prevent others from going through what I'd gone through, a better governing of state laws that are already in place, and raising public awareness are some things that went through my mind, but a big government takeover was the furthest thing from my mind. The last thing we need in a crisis is to be on a 1-800-Washington number listening to elevator music and a recorded message telling us over and over again how important our call is. Just don't hang up or we'll lose our place in line. The fact of it is, all I did was go to bed one night and awake the next day to a living nightmare that went from one medical mishap to another and did not end with my hospital stay. Had Washington, D.C. been in the mix, I'd be gone. For me to call what happened a messed up medical situation is putting it mildly. Perhaps one day I'll write a book, but until then, the long and short of it is, I know some things that need to be done in order to make better our messed up medical situation in this country, and it is not a government takeover of it. Within a few years, both of my daughters were grown, and I found myself in the world of right-wing Christian activism. I figured out a way to live Christ. And as Scripture tells me, I was made for this day. But it's gonna get even better. Both of my daughters are in the sciences. We've only just begun. Obama's chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, said, quote, "You never want a serious crisis to go to waste." And he explained that he meant that a crisis is an opportunity to do things you think you could not do before. There is no doubt that the Democrats in Congress used every possible medical crisis as an opportunity to illegally and unconstitutionally push socialized medicine on us all. Well, speaking as someone who lived through a medical crisis, I'm here to testify that it was God who moved mountains for me then, and it is God who is going to move mountains for us now to get us through the greatest medical crisis that this country has ever been in, a thing called Obamacare. I wholeheartedly believe that God shows us a way out of every trouble, and that He will deliver us from that tyrant named Barack Hussein Obama. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. The Lord said that He will never leave me or forsake me. He did not leave me or forsake me then, and He is not going to leave or forsake me now. Obama, Pelosi, and Reid do not know what a mighty God they are up against. But I do. I don't know how God is going to do it. I just know that He is going to do it. And I know that He does not like the wicked messing with His own. We are not to fret over Obama and his sidekicks. We are to trust the Lord and to do good. And I believe that we are to keep up the good fight. We don't play wickedly back. We are soldiers in a good fight who are to do things God's way. And that includes standing up for righteousness, defending the defenseless, exposing evil works of darkness, speaking the truth, and being good stewards of our blessings. And the United States of America is a blessing that is ours, as well as is our freedom. We will speak the truth, and we will not give up or give in. Psalm 37 tells us that the wicked plot against the just and actually gnash upon us with their teeth. Does this activity sound familiar? But you know what else this blessed scripture tells us? It tells us that the Lord laughs at the wicked because God sees that their day is coming. His word says, "The wicked have drawn out their sword and bent back their bow to cast down the poor and needy, and get this, and to slay those who are of upright conversation." They don't like our upright words, do they? No, they don't. They find our speech offensive. They claim our upright conversations are inciting anger and could cause bad things to happen to them. Oh, really? My congresswoman, Louise Slaughter, went on public record calling her own constituents who dared to disagree with her on the health care issue those people, saying that it was beneath the dignity of her office to meet with us, along with other rude, condescending, and uncalled-for statements. She implied that we were dangerous to be around. Then, after a brick went through her royal office window, the liberals in Washington wanted to blame the conservatives. They wanted to say that it was our words that incited anger in that person with one too many bricks on his hands that night. Now I ask you, whose words would have incited that anger? Interestingly enough, the next part of that scripture speaks of their swords entering into their own hearts. What Louise Slaughter meant for conservatives actually served to hurt her. And you know what? She just doesn't get it. Obama and his sidekicks are nothing new to God. God has dealt with many a tyrant. Tyrants come and tyrants go. This is Old Testament stuff. Just as the bully is old school, so too is he Old Testament. I'm not scared of Obama. And you all shouldn't be scared of him either. He is perhaps the biggest puppet of all time. Obama is nothing more than a bad idea. A bad idea that can only take off if we let it. There are answers to stopping him, just as there are answers to undoing that which he has already done. The question is, are we going to be freaking out or are we going to do something? The fifth article of the U.S. Constitution not only gives Congress the power to amend the U.S. Constitution, but it also gives that same power to the states. Our states could make every person in the U.S. government subject to the same things that are being imposed on all of us. Better yet, our states could undo all unconstitutional laws and all unconstitutional outcomes of court rulings and opinions. They could even hold legally accountable by way of perjury trials those in the U.S. government who refuse to honor the oath to defend and uphold the U.S. Constitution. That's right, the Democrats who refuse to uphold it, and any Republicans who refuse to defend it. Individual states have power. They have power to fight a big federal government takeover. Some of us need to run for state government offices. And every one of us needs to be doing something. Figure out what you can do. Pray about it. The Lord leads His own, and He'll give you all you need. If someone had told me 10 years ago that I'd be an activist fighting for our nation, running my own website, giving speeches, and doing all else that goes with this work, I simply would not have believed them. Do not underestimate your God-given abilities. To do so, you underestimate the power that God has and can use in your life. Just be willing. Just ask. Something else that some of you need to consider. The socialist / communist in this country began much of their nasty deeds by taking over public schools. It's time to take the schooling of the children back. If you want to take your country back, take your children back. We've all heard, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. I will go one step further for clarification. The people who raise the children rule the world. Life never gets easier. We can only get better at dealing with it. Yes, it is going to be work. It is going to be hard work. But we either deal with it now or suffer through it later. We have work to do, and we have to stop being on the defense. We have not been made vessels of fear, but of sound mind and spirit. It is time we go on the offense. The song is, "Onward, Christian Soldiers, for a Reason." Thank you. And again, thank you to Evie and Bob for having me here. And I hope you all will stop by and visit me at informingchristians.com, also known as my name, DeborahJMSmith.com. I would love to hear from each and every one of you. And let's each and every one of us figure out what we can do or what more we can do, and let's take this nation back. Thank you.